excuse me, I have some allergies or some lost my voice a little bit, but I hope you can hear me. You might want to move up. So halacha, it's Gemara Brachas, it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, it's Makuf Pei Dalet, that if someone is mesupik, he's not sure if he benched, he knows he ate, he knows he had a shear, k'day sviyeh, he's chayv in Bechaz HaMazon, he's chayv to bench, he's not sure if he benched. The din is, you have to bench misafik, you have to bench again misafik. Even though we know there's a klal, safik brachas l'hakol, all know the brachas. If you're not sure if you made a bracha, we say safik brachas l'hakol, you don't make the bracha. The chiluk is, all know the brachas are derabanan, and it's based on the klal, safik derabanan l'hakol. Mainly, if you're not sure, you don't make the bracha. But Bechaz HaMazon is a mitzvah, as I say in the Torah, v'chal t'sivat derachta, it's a chiv deraisa, so mainly we have the klal of savik deraisa l'chumra. So if you're not sure if you benched, if you're not sure if you said Bechaz HaMazon, you have to bench again.
You have to say yes, but say the whole benching, or you can just say the first bracha,
they
show you
to
the
bracha. Well, the whole benching is
deraisa.
That's the chayda bana, right? The steam is shochan aruch. You do the whole bechaz hamazon, right?
Maybe.
But component, but that's the halacha.
Right. So just say the first three brachas. We have to say the rest of the benching for this. Assuming you can't give shalom, the chacham said that then you have to bench the whole thing.
In the Kutei Pri Chodesh, in the back of Eruch Chaim, and some Kufi Dalet, you have the Pri Chodesh from the Gedolei Echonim, the early Echonim. And in the back of the Pri Chodesh, you have the Kutei Pri Chodesh, that's some extra Likutim. And in some Kufi Dalet, the Pri Chodesh, if someone is Mesupik, if he benched, and he's benching over because of Safak Dreisel and Chumra, can it be Moitzi someone else that did not bench at all? Mitam Bada. The din is that if someone did not bench, and he wants you to be might see him, the marshal, two people someplace, and one of them knows how to bench Balpen, they don't have a bencher, the other one needs him to be might see him. But what if the first person already is misupik if he benched? So he's only chayav misafik. Can he be might see the person who's chayav badai? Look like the Pri Chodesh. Very good. Oh, very good. That's the Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh wants to say, it's very big, it's a very short piece. He wants to say, this should be Tony, the famous Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashba. If Safek Dereis L'Chumra is Midereis and Midabonon. The whole reason why we do Safek Dereis L'Chumra, you have to do it over, if you're not sure, is that Minatayr, was that Midabonon. The Rambam sheet is, it's only Midabonon. The Rashba holds, it's Minatayr. There's a mock in the Torah for this. Joshua, maybe it's going to have a Moshe Tolly, the way the whole Shev Shemaitz, Shemaitz Alnof is Meirach and this Machoikis. Now, the point of Pichosh wants to say, if you hold Safek Dereis L'Chumra is only Midabonon, like the Rambam, then you cannot be Maitzi this person who's Mechuyiv in benching their Isa. Because you're not Mechuyiv Kamaisai. But if you hold Savak their Isa, Mechumra is mid their Isa, like the Rashba, so you're also Mechuyiv mid their Isa. You could be Maitzi the other person. That's Pi Chodesh. The Kivagan and Shuva, Simavah, wants to deem Zachan is Pi Chodesh. He wants to say no. He says, even according to the Rashba, that holds Savak their Isa, Mechumra is mid their Isa, is Minatoya, but it's not Mitam Vadai, it's still Mitam Safak. It doesn't mean that you're Vadai Mechuyiv. If Klapish Maya Galia, if it would be known that he actually benched before, his Bechaz HaMazon now would not be a Chefza Bechaz HaMazon. He already benched. He's not Mechuyim. The Din of Safik Dereis L'Chumra tells you that this is what you should do. This is how you should be knowing Masafik. This is, you should go bench again. And even if Klap Yishmai Agali, even if it turned out he actually did bench before, he would not be Bracha Batala. He did the right thing. He definitely did the right thing. He benched again. But the whole benching is only Masafik. Even though it's Minatoya, but Minatoya is telling you what to do. The Torah is telling you, in the case of a Suffolk, do it again, be Machmir.
You need a Rai for that.
Oh, he has Rai, of course, the Kivega brings Rai. If that's the Yeshuva. But nice that that's the Kivega's Tainan on the Picholish.
Because the second guy has Suffolk there, Rai.
If the other guy would always suffer, there also might be a problem because maybe he benched, maybe he didn't.
The Yoitza now would have a suffer there, Rai, on the Tzadik, and it was Machuy.
Yeah. And if I mean, yeah, that's right. That's what would happen. In case he would be moitzi, it would be a suffolk if klapish my guy, he didn't bench, it was a chefza bechaz hamazon, then he'd be moitzi. And if not, so then he'd be coming in the case of suffolk. The Pri Chodesh obviously understood that according to the Rashba, that suffolk means that it's a chi mitam badai. The same Torah is machayev someone to bench if when he ate and he's seveya. The same Torah is machayev in mesafik. It's really chim etan vali, and that's enough to be mighty someone. Okay,
there's a harum natoli. You have to bench.
But that's not enough to. Oh, I mean, maybe to be chalish holes that since the rough and tell you have to bench, yeah, that's enough to be mighty. Okay, but the Kegis story is that the mice, it's only a mitam safik. It's only mitam safik on the side that he already benched, and this is not really a chafsa
v'chafsa mazal. It's a chiv natoli. It's a chiv natoli to bring Ashim Toli. Even though the goyim is a sufik, the toyism, that's
something else. That's the whole chafsa. The whole chafsa is Ashim Toli. That's what Ashim Toli is. You're not going to say in case he didn't do that day or the Ashim was not.
So maybe there's also a loch.
The sufik is also. Okay. So I say there's a. The Chava here in Lakewood, Tam Chochem Yitzchak Breish, he made a sefer Mishmani Yaretz on Sech the Saita, Dach Chavches, and in his sefer, Dach Chavches Amalav, he had a Shena Ora, Mechir, right, the Pichodosh, not like the Bekivega from a Tshuvah Saran. The Ran is a Tshuvah, and Simon and Alav, it's brought down, the Shech Shmeitz, the Shmeitz Alav, Per Gimel, it goes on the Halacha, the Gemara in the Dorm says, Dach Tzadik, but I had Taurus in the Dorm, a person wants to be Mati Nedda, goes to Chochem, he has a Pesach, he's Mati Nedda. You can only be mati neder if the neder was chal. But if a person made a neder in the future, for example, he made a neder that next Tuesday I will not eat basa that day, you cannot be mati neder now. You have to wait until the neder takes effect. You have to wait until Tuesday when the issa basa, the issa to eat meat, is chal on him, that's when you can be mati neder. You cannot be mati neder early. That's the Gemara in the Dharm. Klet the Ran in the Tshuva Shaila, what about Bein HaShmashas of Tuesday? It comes already Monday night, it's Bein HaShmashas. Now already you cannot eat basa. Because it's a suffix, maybe it's already Tuesday, it's a suffix deraisa, a chumra. It's already a suffix nadarim. But is it already enough that now you can be mati neder? Is that called the neder took effect, the neder was chal, that you can be mati neder? Is that kateran? What the suffix is, maybe Benish Moshes is really still Monday, maybe it's the day before, the neder was not chal, so you cannot be mati neder. What do you say, the fact that it's that suffix deraisa and chumra, you have to be knowing the neder? That already is a reason, it's already considered neder was chal, and you can be mati neder. That's the Ran Safik. The Ran wants to say, this will be telling you the Machlekes Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rambam, a Safik Dereis Selchum is only midrabanan. The only reason why you have to be machmir bein hashmashes, misafik, is midrabanan. That's not called the neder was chal, midrabanan it wasn't chal at all. But if you hold like the Rashba, a Safik Dereis Selchum is minatayra, so you see, it's considered like the neder was chal already. Min haTorah, you have to be machmer as if it's Tuesday, as if it's the next day. So the neder was chal. So you could be mati neder. So this Mishmani Yaretz wants to tell you that this is chorek the pichodesh. You see, like the pichodesh holds that savik v'esuchum is mitam vaday. It's considered the neder was chal mitam vaday. If you hold like the b'kivega, that savik v'esuchum is only mitam safik, and it's really possible klapishma egalia. It's still Monday bein hashmashes. And the neder wasn't chal, so why can't you be mati neder? Even according to the Rashba, at the same time, in Chari, this Ran is a raya to Pichod Shang Vega.
Totally. Why do you have to wait to be
mati neder? That's the halacha, and the neder has to be there to be mati. Torah Sederim goes on a neder. If the neder wasn't chal,
the neder has to be there, or
it's
because the
time
the neder you have to really have to stop. You have to be mati something. Maaseh b'derais, you have to stop.
A little bit Yibim Mechavim, but I want to say something like that, but let me, with the Shtukal HaKdama. I wanted to say Pshan Mikveg is with the Shtukal Kevet Shirim from Rebuchanan. Rebuchanan in Kevet Shirim, Babasad Av Kevchof, it's Ois Shin Shlam Mechvav in the Sefer. Rebuchanan brings down the Kasha, one of his Talmidim Yestim, Rebuchan Branovich Yestim Akasha. The Gemara Babasad Av Kevchof says over there that She'ela of Hektish, you can be shown Hektish, similar to being Mati Nedir, you could be shol and hektish. A person makes a carbon, he could go to a chacham and as if he mati neder. If he has a pesach and charata, he could be shol and hektish and make an ice carbon. The Gemara says even by shrutei chutz, you could also be mati. You could also be shol and hektish. In case someone did the very, he took a carbon which is supposed to be shechted in the base of mikdash and he shechted it chutz the base of mikdash, which is a lab in the Torah. He could be shol on the hektish and make it ice carbon mikar. It was never a carbon. It might be mati neder, and it will not be over shrutei chutz. So this bracha is the kasha. The Gemara says in Shavuos that chazayin rabeis ochla kuma ein shon olav. It's a similar halacha to what we said before. It's a different halacha. The Gemara says the moshul, the person made a neder on asara kikris, not to eat 10 loaves of bread. He points them; these 10 loaves are not going to eat, and he eats all of them. then he wants to be Mati Neda. He can't be Mati Neda. Since he ate all the kikros, all the loaves, and it's not negay anything, just to take off his Aveira, he cannot be Mati Neda. Hatosadam has to be that it's negay something. If he ate 9 of the loaves and there's one loaf left, one loaf of bread left, and he wants to be Mati Neda, then he could be Mati Neda, because he wants to be Mati that loaf, and then Mimela, he'll take off the Neda, he won't be over the Aveira on the first line also. But there has to be something left. As Mimela, this Bachi is like this. Which took a Bakiyas, he's a young Bach, and he had to find a Bakiyas from Tyson Kedushin. Tyson Kedushin, after Zayin, says that when someone is over the Veir, Shchutei Chutz, that's Paka Kedushasan. That takes off the Kedusha from the carbon. Once you do that Aveir, it takes off the whole Kedusha of the carbon. There's no Kedushin after the carbon, it's from Paka. So, the Bach asks, the Gemara does say that Shchutei Chutz is also Bahana. Tosa says was Paka Kedusha, the Kedusha's carbon goes off. What does it mean it's Asabana? The Teretz is, they have to say, this is a Hana, what? But Shchut Dechutz, once you do the Shchut Dechutz, it's Paka Kedusha.
That's not Shchut Dechutz, stam for Pekka.
That's something else.
Then it's not the same deal.
But Shchut Dechutz, what's the halacha? Why is it Asa Bahana? If it's no more Kedusha's carbon, the Teretz says you have to say that Issa no Shchut Dechutz has nothing to do with the carbon. It's a separate Issa. This Aveir of Shchut Dechutz creates an Issa. It's a Dove and Matuv in the Torah, the thing was Shachta Bechutz, it's Asa Bahana, it's a separate Issa. But it's not the Issa of the original carbon. It's a main law, it's the Bechana Kasha. How could you be shoyel on the carbon if the Shchut Dechutz? If the Shchut Dechutz, it's like Achlo Chumla. There's nothing left. There's nothing left from this carbon. This carbon was Paka Kedushasa. You have this thing left. This is Hana. This is Hana. It's a separate Issa. It's a separate Issa. But there's nothing left from the original Neda. It's like he ate all things.
Then
if it wasn't Paka Kedusha, then there'd be something left from the original carbon. Benegeya, there'd be some sort of Issa Kachim. Then you would say that's what you're being shoyel on. Being
Shalom.
It shouldn't be Yasa Banoim. It should be Yasa Kabin, Kedusha's Kabin, Kedusha's Mila, or whatever Kedusha's Kabin. But since Taisa says in Kedusha's Daphne Zion that it's Paka Kedusha, so there's nothing left, why is the Gemara saying Babas Tafkav Chav? You could be Shalom in that. The Gemara in Shuas, Daphne Zion says, Achlo Chumo, you cannot be Shalom if there's nothing left. It's a fine Abacha. He's asking from the Gemara Babasa, from the Gemara in Shuas, and from Taisa and Kedusha. He's asking this whole Cheshman the Kakasha. So how could you be Shalom on Shchut Dechutz? So B'chanan is in the back, he says, good kasha, and Koshimi writes, but he says, Dafin Zogin, that this halacha, that you can only be shoyol on a neda, if it's negia something, doesn't have to be a nafkamina of the neda itself. It could be any nafkamina which is bo machmas a neda, even something which came because of the neda. For example, this issa of Shchut Dechutz, even though you're right, that it's a zaitege issa, it's a separate issa, it's not the issa of kachim, but since this issa of Shchut Dechutz came because of the kachim, if it wouldn't have been kachim, it never would have been Shchut Dechutz, it never would be asa bahana.
So you could say by the loss also.
What's the nafkamina there? That's not the nafkamina of a poil. You want to take off your aveira, I guess that's not the nafkamina. But here, there is a nafkamina of a poil. You want to take off this issa hana of a vaita. This is Sanaf and the Shukhas Vaita. And the Bacha is the Ruchay that is Sanaf is not the original Hektish. There's nothing left from the original Hektish. But the Teretz says there's nothing left from the original Hektish. But there is something which was the Taitzah of the original Hektish. Something that came out. That original Hektish created this Issa Hanov Shchut Dechutz. So Bacha said that's enough for this din of Achlechun that you should be able to imatine to be shown on the Hektish because it's still Negeya something. And Bacha brings a Raya to it. His Raya is from that Shuvah Saran that we said. Chanan quoted over that same Shuvah Saran, which Maitza brings down. Shuvah Saran says again that a person made a neder not to eat basa on Tuesday. When it comes Monday night being a shmoshes, the Ram wants to say, according to the Rajba, the Reis and Lechumra is minatayra, you could be mati neder ready from being a shmoshes. So Chanan writes the Fedor Poshe, he named don't like the B'kivega. Safik the Reis and Lechumra, if Dr. Chanan he names don't like the B'kivega, is only Lechumra misafik. Doesn't mean for sure. There's a chance that it's still Monday. Klapish my guy, it might still be Monday, and he's not chayy, and it's not stop. Why does the Ran say that according to the Rajba, this is enough to matter? The Teretz is that this nugget is a little bit like I think Ritzi was saying that this din of that you cannot be matter neder until the neder starts doesn't mean the neder itself has to start. Just mean it has to be a nafkamina from the neder. And since this nafkamina neder would happen already in a shmoshes, that sofik graces and lechumra would happen even mitam sofik, that's enough of a reason to be mati neder. As a man, according to the Sibachonis, Vem for the Kireg, Vem for the Horaya. Really, that doesn't mean, according to the Ran, that some guy still in Chumrah means that's Mitam Vadai. Like the Pichadish understood, that for sure the Nether was Chal. Maybe really it's only Mitam Safik, and it's possible the Nether wasn't Chal. But even if the Nether wasn't Chal, but Safik the Rest of Chumrah took effect, you don't know that. Then there was enough Gemina of Safik the Rest of Chumrah. You have to be Noyig as if the Nether was Chal. And that's enough for this din to be shown that that's Pshan that she was around. So it'll come out good even according to Pichadish. What the Pichadish wanted to say, according to his Havana, that Safik the Rest of Chumrah is Mitam Vadai. And that's why, according to the Rashba, you could be mitzi somebody who didn't bench at all, but the Pichadish did say, according to the Rambam, you cannot. According to the Rambam, you cannot be mitzi because if you also the Raisa, Nuchum is only Midabonon, the Rabonon cannot be mitzi Midaraisa. So Kivegi has a question that also. He says, even if you hold like the Pichadish, why does he hold, according to the Rambam, that Safik the Raisa, Nuchum is Midabonon, you cannot be mitzi the other person who's Chayav and Bechus Mazan the Raisa? Obviously, the Pichash is talking about somebody a Kedei Sviya. Chiyah Bechus Mazan the Raisa is only if you Kedei Sviya, which is Shia Gregris, a little more than a Kazayas. Chazal, it's Kimlehu that Gregris, even for Eben Chaboshon, it does something, the Gemara says, it's Kedei Sviya. But if you eat only a Kazayas, you're not Chayav Bechus Mazan the Raisa. Kazayas is not filling up a person, and Kazayas is only a Chiyah Darabonim. Chazal Masakin benching on a Kazayas Midabonim. But Midaraisa is only Chayav Kedei Sviya. The fact of Kivega, the loch is klar halach and shechan arach, that if one person eats a kazayas and he's only chayiv and bechus mazan rabbanon, he could be moitzi someone else who's chayiv, who ate kazay sviya, who's chayiv midaraisa. The Gemara says that noshim and ketanim, the Gemara says in brachas tafim ches, that noshim and ketanim, and dafchaf and brachas also, noshim and ketanim cannot be moitzi an ish. Because women are not chayv bechus mazan midaraisa, noshim only chayv midarabanan. Because the kol shein of bris v'toyer, different reasons. The Gemara has different drashas. Now noshim only chayv midarabanan bechus mazan. The Gemara says the issues chayv midarabanan cannot be moitzi an ish chayv midaraisa. So Tosfos says, so what's the difference? How come an isha cannot be moitzi an ish because she's only chayv midarabanan, but an ish who ate a shia kazayis could be moitzi an isha? So Tosfos answers, Teretz says that noshim ketanim ain't b'nei chayv midaraisa klal. The reason is Nashim Ketanim are not b'nei chayiv midaraisa klal, and the Kivega explains the Tosfos means like this: the real reason why one person could be mitzi somebody else is midin avos, and midin avos, I'm b'chayiv in all the mitzvahs in Torah, not only for myself, I'm b'chayiv for everybody else. But that only goes on mitzvahs that you're b'chayiv in. Mitzvahs that you're b'chayiv in, you have avos to help everybody else do the mitzvah. As Dr. Kivega, be'etzem really midin avos, you could be mitzi someone in the mitzvah even if you're not b'chayiv at all, even if you didn't eat at all. You see someone that needs to bench, he doesn't know how to bench, you could be mitzi him, even without eating at all midaraisa. This halacha that you have to eat something is only the rabbanon. Rabbanon masakin that you should have to bench at least yourself. So for that, the rabbanon masakin said, no, if you're mechuyim midarabanon, if you ate a kazayis, you're mechuyim midarabanon, you have to bench, you could be mitzi someone who's mechuyim midaraisa. But that's only on an ish, who's a b'nei chiv deraisa. But an isha, who are not b'nei chiv deraisa klal, they don't have a din avos. And then they cannot be mitzi at all. But al kaponim, you see from Tosfos very clear, and the halacha is that a person who is mechuyev only midrabanan can be mitzi someone who's mechuyev deraisa. So why does the Pichadish say that if you hold like the Rambam, Safek deraisa l'chumra is only midrabanan, you cannot be mitzi the next person who ate vadai? What's the problem? So you only, especially according to his Havana, that you're mechuyev mitam vadai. Why can't you be mercy someone?
Arvus
only goes on the mitzvah
you
chayev. The kireg is mayach on that. Just true to explain it. But this is kashon pichodesh. So why is pichodesh saying if you hold something the right son chum is only with the bottom like the Rambam you cannot be mitzi. What's the difference than every time a person chum with the bottom can be mitzi with the right son? So you have to say the pichodesh held that Safik the Reis and Chum with Abonon is Mitam Safik.
Right.
Mitam Safik. That Chiv is only Mitam Safik. You cannot be Mitzi. And if that's Takab Shah, it'll come out. I'm worried that the Machlek is the Bichosh and the Kivega, the Svaras of Mamash Hafchi, it's Mamash the opposite. By Safik the Reis and Chum with the Reis, the Bichosh held is Mitam Vadai, and the Kivega held is Mitam Safik. But by Safik the Bonon, the Chum with Abonon, it comes out just the opposite. The Bichosh almost now holds that's Mitam Safik. And the Kvege is thing said that that might be mitambadai. So it'll come out on the Mama Shofshi, it's Mama Shofshi, the opposite verse. It's a little bit of a cheshbon, but it's very, it's a mayudig yisoyis de kavone in the whole inyan of Savak de Eisel Chumra. And this is said to come a chagas pichosh and kivege, and it's g'day to be explained in the next headspin a little bit, but it's g'day to chazo a little bit. In COVID, Tzvi Yisoyma, I wanted to speak about, we spoke about last year we were learning the Chuvus Kivege, Simach of Tess, Dulam Abeis, these four Chuvus on Ksiba Kediba. Kivege has, and other chaim speak about it, not only Tzvi Yisoyma, Nafkamina is by any mitzvah which is Bediba, Kiviyotze with Ksiba, with writing. They talk about, the Tumum talks about a Shvua, if a person writes a Shvua B'Ksav, is that a Shvua? Is it Ksiba Kediba? Shvua is normally repair. What if you do B'Ksiba? Maybe Krishma also, if a person would write Krishma, is he Yetzer? I don't think they speak about that. But might be Nafkamina. But the famous Nafkamina, for some reason, they all speak about a Svi Soima. Maybe people write in a letter, today is Yom Chavtes Boima, where you Yetzer B'Ksiba, is Ksiba Kediba. And they bring rayas to it. I just want to be my I had a shikha, I think it's a big raya. Might be a big raya. I had a raya this year, I was thinking from Pashas Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Pashas Yisrael, the Pesukim say in the beginning of the Pasha, when Yisrael heard about all the Nisim, Kriyas Yamsuf, they have the Klai Yisrael, he took Tzipporah, Eishas Moshe, and their children, and he said, we're going to Moshe Ben on Klai Yisrael, we're going to go join Klai Yisrael, we're going to travel from Midian to the Midbar. Then the Pasuk says, V'yemel Moshe, Ani chesemcha Yisrael bo alecha. Yisrael said to Moshe, I am Yisrael, Yisrael, I'm coming to you. So Rashi and Raman, they bring down, there's a Mechilta, and it's other Midrashim also, that say that the Yemel Moshe doesn't mean Yisrael actually said to Moshe. One Mandama says that, he sent him a Shliach. He sent a Shliach to tell him that he's coming, and the other Mandama, the Mechilta says, Shonach Haidei Yigeres, he sent him a letter. He sent him a letter that he's coming. The Ramban explains the reason why the Mechilta doesn't learn Kapshuta, Vayema means that they said to Moshe, Pel, they said to him, is because if he said to him, that would be after he arrived. And after he arrived, a person would not say, Ani Chesenche Yisrael, I'm Yisrael Yisrael. You wouldn't have to say that. Moshe Rabbeinu would see him, he would recognize him. It's his Shvet, it's his father-in-law, it's his family, he would recognize him. When Loshen the Pasuk about they said, Vayema, Ani Chesenche Yisrael, it's mashma, they not tell him in person. If he said it from far, it would be possible to hear him. There were no telephones in those days. Today you could pick up a phone and say, Ani Chesenche Yisrael, but in those days he could not say it. So obviously he sent the Shliach. Either a letter or a shliach. And what was the purpose of sending a letter or a shliach? I think pashim and animus, they're cherets. You don't just appear out of the blue. You let the person know that you're coming beforehand. As the Chazal say, you don't even walk into a father and a husband doesn't just walk into a house when his family is there. You're supposed to knock first. You knock and walk in. You have to wait for them to open. But let people know you're coming. You just walk into a room. You give them a little clap. You give them a little knock. To let people know. Same thing. You don't just appear. He sent the shliach. A shliach is able to go quicker than Yisri and his family, as every the pasuk says in Pasha VeYishlach. Yaakov Dino told Esav, Harosha, that he's traveling with children; they go slower. But come, that was the Indian. He sent the shliach. The Ramban says he likes more the pshat that it was an igeres, that it was a letter. He said because if it was a shliach, then lashon the pasuk is a bit shver. The shliach would not say Ani chesemcha Yisri bo alecha. He would say, I am Yishveh. What does that mean? Vayoyma, who's Vayoyma? According to Pshat, the Shliach was saying, Ani Chesemcha, I am Yishveh. The Shliach would not say that, Zayim Tzak Ramban. If it was a letter, if it was a Shliach, the Shliach would say, Chesemcha Yisrael Boilecha. Your father-in-law Yisrael is coming to you. That's what
the right from Ani Chesemcha Yisrael?
The Ramban. So,
well, why not from Boilecha?
From what?
From his day, why is it saying Boilecha? Ani Chesemcha Yisrael
Boilecha. Is coming or came in?
Came, he has to tell me, came?
Well, that's really what he says. You wouldn't have said Ani Chesemcha because you'd recognize him. The man says,
Okay, also. I'm coming to you.
But now the Ramban was still there. The Ramban likes the pshat that it was an Igeres because it's bothering him. What's that Ani Chesemcha? But if it's an Igeres, that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Igeres, Ani Chesemcha. But upon him, I wanted to be married. According to one mandam in the Mechilta, and the Rashi gathered only brings down the pshat of Shliach. Interesting. Rashi doesn't bring down the pshat of Igeres at all. Rashi just brings down, says, Yema, El Moshe, Shonach Le Shliach. He sent the Shliach. So Rashi brings down one mandam. He doesn't even bring down the mandam of Igeres. And the Ramban likes Fakir. The Ramban likes the mandam of Igeres. But according to the mandam of Shonach Le Igeres, the Chari, you see from here, that the Yema and the Torah can refer to Ksiva. Vayemer in Lashon HaKodesh, I'm sure this is exact, the Pesukim are for sure exact, Vayemer could refer to, he did not say anything, he just wrote a letter. L'chor you have a raya from here, that's Siva Kadiba. Is it a raya? I mean, I was bothering me why no one brings down this raya, and Kvegan no one brings down this raya, and L'chor it's a raya from this Pesuk, that Vayemer means Ksiva, that's what it means, and you have a raya, Ksiva Kadiba. It's Ken Zayin that this goofa is the Machloikas Tanoim. The reason why the other man Rabban learned Shalchei Shliach, even though it's Shver, the way the Rabban is asking, if it was Shalchei Shliach, what's the word Ani? Why would he say Ani Chesemcha? But Shalchei Shliach, it should be just saying Chesemcha Boilecha.
Can't be quoted.
But it could be, it was bothering that man Rabban, he didn't want to say it's Igeres, because then the word Yemer doesn't fit. The Yemer does not apply to Ksiva. But if I can't, that other man Rabban holds, and Rashi holds like that, Rashi and that man Rabban will hold like Ksiva's Lav Kediba. That's why they had to be Machik and say Yemer means a Shliach. But according to the other Malam and the Mechilta, and according to and the Majashim, and according to the to Ramban, the Chayyush took away from here. See you again. Another Indian in this week said, Rapash Zema, and speak about this, the Sukkim say the Issa of Kahanim to be Metame, and also you have the Bechal, the whole Issa of Tumas Nes. There's a Shtuk of Chinuch, and he says a few things, but the Chinuch Shtelsa Chanakasha. Why do we find that the Torah was metame, a mess, but it was such a tumah chamura, she'ein l'may l'haymena, that a mess is a v'yavayse tumah, the rest of the tumah, like, what's the episode of mess should be so tummy? And he doesn't explain the kash, but I was thinking maybe part of the kash is, either we find the Torah is so makbid on covered a mason. If we find the Torah saying, we didn't tell you, a mess mitzvah is doich al mitzvah in the Torah, even mitzvah say, v'kovim Pesach, which is chayav karas. You have such an important mitzvah, there's only two mitzvahs in the Torah, which are chayav karas. One of them is kovim Pesach, and a person has a choice. He has in front of him a mess mitzvah to take care of, and he has his kovim Pesach. You give up your kovim Pesach, and you take care of the mess mitzvah. The Torah was so makbid to cover the mess, and then either the Torah was matami a mess so much, what's pshat on that? So the chinuch, you have to see his lashon inside, but he says in Merdeh Gavot, I think, he says that the inyan is, Kibi parad meyonga tzuz seichel b'shas petira, and a person is nifta. Person is like we spoke about one time, mukha from two parts, the neshama and the guf. At this time, when we separate the neshama from the guf, is the time that we realize that the guf really caused all the problems. The guf is what has the taivis, and all the chatoyim that the person did was all because of this guf. If it would have been the neshama alone, it would have been perfect. Nothing would have happened. This guf caused all the chatoyim. As a minute, that's the reason. Why we're metame, why Torah is metame the guf? To show, the person should know what his guf is. He should be careful, he should be aware of it. This guf is a zach which, when it's on its own, it will be tummy aviyah vaisatumma. So the person should be careful with his taibas. And the chinuch brings a murder gerayah to it. He brings a rayah. The shami says in brachas, per gimel chavhalav, kishemes rebbe omu ein kahuna yom. When rebbe was nifta, they said there's no kahuna today. Shani shami is that when rebbe was nifta, kahanim were metame. Because Rebbe was not Matame. The Kahanim were able to be Mishtatim Lambaya. They would touch the iron, they would carry the iron, they went into the building with the iron. And there's a famous Tesis in Ksubas, Tafkuk Gilmol Mabez, the Ramas Chayisai. Tesis brings down from Bein Chaim Kohen, who's one of the Balei Tesis, who was a Kohen himself. Bein Chaim Kohen said, if I would have been by the Lambaya of Rebbe Natam, I would have been Matame. Because the same thing Rebbe Natam was a Tzadik Gomel, like Rebbe, and he was not Matame. The Balei Tesis were B'meshach a few days, and Rebbe Natam was one of the earlier Balei Tesis, and Rebbe Nachem came, maybe was one of the later ones, maybe he wasn't around by the Rebbe Natam Zavaya, but he said, if I would have been by Rebbe Natam Zavaya, even though I'm a Kohen, I would have touched the iron, carried the iron, went into the building, went to the oil with the iron, because Rebbe Natam was not Matame. The Shukatum, I think, by a certain Rebbe, the Chassidim wanted to be Matame, based on this, they said their Rebbe is also a Tzadik Gomel. But the Gemara says about 40 nishes of Hashem. It was only Rebbe in time, and only Rebbe, even from Tanoim, was only Rebbe.
The Gemara said that you must bring Atzmus
Yosef.
Yeah, the
Gemara said yesterday. Okay. But upon the Chinuch wants to say, the Pshat is, you see, right, from here, when you have a Tzadik Gomer, a person who never did any Averis, the Guf is Taka Nat Metame. So it's right that he wants to say, the whole reason for Tumas HaGuf is because the guf is what causes the problems, causes the chatoyim. But in Echname, if you find a guf who never did an aveir, you attack when happy metame. So maybe take a chinuch.
Shkeich. It's a tshuva, though.